Gregomel with my boy Krill, Quinch and DABO to the V, Dice and Desire, come on. Question, shall we take appraisal of the town? Venture forth and see the scene that now lays all around. For when we were here before, the town was desolate. Now Nidstone is back to its normal state. Question, Washington was a cloud around the store. Gregomel is cognizant where he was not before. 100 years of fire, then 1,000 icy cold. Lies before any who dares to cross his threshold. Picking the lock, I curse thee. Searching the trunk, I curse thee. Taking the stock, I curse thee. Dab off out of luck, dab off out of luck. All the rogues who steal from midwives offer compensation. Dab off half what Greg required. A cursed little thief in dice and desire.
You left the Agonor residence. Yeah. Where would you like to go now?
Dabov, did you take a healer's kit from that house?
I just very awkwardly just hold up the healer's kit like a scolded child and say, "This is for Greg. It's probably cursed."
I'm pretty sure that Greg went in the house with you, did he not?
No, I think
I stood outside and I just read the room.
Yeah, I was the only one that went in. Yeah.
In Dabov's defense, we didn't think anyone was coming back.
Yeah, that's definitely how that works.
Right, just for... So which house are we at on the map?
You are here for... you can't see the map.
Okay, Krill walks over to the fence and just does a little... I use speak with animals and just ask the horse how he's doing. Just the nearest horse.
So what does... Can you actually speak?
You gain the ability to comprehend and verbally communicate with beasts for the duration. The knowledge and awareness of many beasts is limited by their intelligence, but at minimum, beasts can give you information about nearby locations and monsters, including whatever they can perceive or have perceived within the past day. You might be able to persuade a beast to perform a small favour for you at the GM's discretion.
Oh, well, fucking hell.
This could get a bit... Don't let Quinch hear that.
Bearing in mind, you said, "I wanted to pet the horse, Diesel." Okay, so what are you saying to the horse?
Hello, what's your name?
Oh, great! You want me to fucking name a horse?
Want you to do the voice as well?
Well, don't have a name.
Is it two goblins in a pantomime horse uniform white outfit?
let me try again.
No!
I don't have a name.
Nobody gave you a name.
No, they just rode us.
I will name you. From now on, your name is Nathan.
Oh, that's a lovely name.
Krill, how many horses are there?
I say, horses, gather! And do they all charge towards me?
Can you talk to multiple animals at once?
You gain the ability to comprehend and verbally communicate with beasts, so I'm assuming...
Okay. They start walk, like, a couple of them start walking over, and then you just hear one from the background going, they hit the masters, they killed the masters.
Your masters that didn't give you names, we'll give you names, and sugar cubes.
You killed some of our friends. I don't know why this horse has got such a bizarre voice. I never thought. What does a horse sound? What does a horse sound like? Someone give me a horse voice.
I think you're nailing it.
I think that horse took a blow to the head.
Quinch, that can be your horse.
It can get used to blows.
Brilliant. You say that, but they treat us as well.
We will treat you better.
Until you get bored of us and kill us. It's a bit doggy. Please stop talking to the horses.
Listen, I'm gonna end this conversation. It's a little bit awkward. I'm just saying.
Right, here we go. Right, before you go any further, roll me an animal handling check.
18 plus 3, 21. These horses are my friends.
Okay. So there's clearly one horse that is a little bit still miffed with you, but you can see that the others are, generally speaking, you know, I mean, ultimately they are horses, and whilst their masters would have treated them, you know, relatively well, you know, they're not intelligent enough to necessarily they're willing to be remastered, shall we say? So the one at the front goes, oh, shut up, Kevin. That one does have a name. His name's Kevin.
Quinch gets a block of incense out from his satchel or wherever he keeps all of his items. Krill, I've got this block of incense. Is this the kind of smell that these horses would like?
What's weird is that you guys have seen me talking to the horses, and at no point have I explained to you guys that I could talk to animals. And you guys...
I thought it was just like when you talk to a dog and you go, oh, who's a good boy?
No.
They bark. You have no idea what the bloody thing's saying, but it barks and you make up a voice in your head. Oh, yes, I'm
no,
fine.
No, if we find a dog, I'll bloody well talk to it. But this is Nathan. Nathan, say hi. Over there's... I think he said Kevin. Any of you other guys got names?
No.
Guys, help me name these horses.
Uno, dos, and tres.
Kevin and Nathan.
Are there five?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, uno, dos, tres. Kevin and Nathan.
Excellent. You now all have names.
Some more exotic than others.
Guys, this is Nathan. I gesture at Nathan. Nathan is mine.
Oh, thank you.
Can I call dibs on
hold
Kevin?
Out my block of I hold out my block of incense and see if any of the horses trot over.
Yeah, Dos does.
I guess Dos is mine.
We need to find out who has been tending to these horses. If they are not to know that these horses belong to us, we need to speak to them. We can't have people thinking that we are horse thieves.
But Nathan said he'll come with us.
Well, no, I understand that the horses are willing to come with us, Krill, but we need to find out who has been tending to these horses, because someone from the village has put these horses into the paddock and has clearly been feeding them and looking after them. We need to explain that these horses belong to us, and we for some inexplicable reason, we left them when we took the journey to the cave. I'll think of something.
Nathan, who's been looking after you?
the short one.
Dabov's been with us.
Dabov, I just...
I look up, I point myself, just confused.
And then he, is the word knickers? No, that's not the word, is it? But he basically sort of like just, he sort of trots around a little bit and sort of like, just sort of tries to sort of like, sort of nudge his head over to basically where you came from, basically the inn.
Sorry, how the did inn. Knickers come into that?
There's canters? A thing that horses, canters, no, there's another word they do. I can't think what it is. Don't worry. It's just a word that I've made up.
Guys, the horse has knickered over to gesture in that direction.
Galloped?
No.
Canted?
He knickered.
I don't know.
I saw he did quite clearly knicker. If he's gesturing over to the inn, was Bum the Squirrel tending to the...
Or the dwarf...
Let's establish there's a lot of small people it could have been referring to. Let's just go and ask.
Yeah.
Morak. Morak's the innkeeper.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Is that where are you heading back to the inn then, or do you want to
No, we'll carry on round. We'll...
Where else would you like to visit then?
Should we go to the shop? Or did we loot that as well?
Yeah, I think we
do it everywhere.
You took stuff from there. You didn't necessarily take everything from
there. Some people left money there, though.
We left money on like everybody that has dropped because we've not been looting.
We haven't
anyone.
Established what they did with all the dead bodies.
Shoved it into the hole in the middle of town.
It's
I imagine.
Only 5 foot deep.
Yeah, but you can stack them high.
Dare I say that we should perhaps not go to the houses that we looted in case we get a repeat of what happened at the last house.
Yes, that was pretty awkward.
Yes, it was.
So where do you want to go then? There's plenty of places that you haven't been. There's plenty of places you have been. I mean, as a refresher of the places that you were when you first were investigating, you've got the windmill, you've got the bell tower, you've got the barn, obviously the inn which you're at. There's the house with the sturdy windows, of course. There's the trading post.
The trading post.
The trading post was obviously where all the stuff was that you took, but you know there was potentially still stuff there. You didn't take everything. If nothing else, there's a giant stuffed bear in there, not just the tiny one that
Mr. that Krill took.
Standing to the central courtyard where the Nightstone was.
Yes.
How far can we see? Can we see if there are any villagers standing alone anywhere?
No, basically everyone's pretty much indoors. You know, they've come back to they're tending to their homes. You know, a lot of these places have been either robbed by goblins or robbed by heroes, destroyed by stones. A lot of places are just getting their shit back in order. What you will notice to the very south is basically a bunch of guards that are sort of looking south towards the Bailey, trying to work out how to get back across to take their guards back there and get back to sort of sorting out the Bailey over there.
Fellas, I would like to, if there is an opportunity to tool up for our upcoming adventure, then I would greatly like to do so. I don't know if any of you remember what items were in the trading pole that we went to in a previous time.
It might be worth visiting the trading post to see if they have anything of interest. We did look for one or two items, but it might be that they have some other things. I don't believe that they would have had any weapons or any particularly interesting items.
From where we're at. Obviously, we can see the bit with the window that Krill jumped through. Is it patched up at all? Or is it just still wide open?
No.
Can we not mention the window, please?
Then I suggest we... If everyone is done exploring, I suggest we eat merrily and rest long.
Did anyone want to go to the trading post before we do that?
We may as well, if people want to go there. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, you may as well.
Should we call there on the way back to the bar, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can
I just ask, did we work out if it was a healer's kit that I was given or a healing potion?
A healer's kit.
It was a healer's kit.
Okay, cool.
So you should be okay to use your feet, then?
Yeah. I'll give you the healing potion if you want it, actually. If you're taking the role of healer. You can have both, because I've got one of each.
Well, you can keep that. That's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to spread them out a bit.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah, you've got the healing kit then.
You take a scenic route around the paddock, sort of saying hello to Uno and Trez, as well as Kevin, Nathan and Doss.
I love that so much.
I don't know who's getting who. At the moment, you've got Nathan and MJ's got Doss. You can settle the rest later. So you walk around, you get to the doorway of the training post, and the first thing you notice is that the door is lightly ajar. It's not shut.
I knock on the door, and I just knock. Dweezil's here. And then just kind of push the door open and poke my head round.
And you look inside and you see nothing. You see no one in there. And you hear no response.
I wonder if the owner of this trading post could be one of the townspeople who met an ill fate in the cave.
Dead.
Yes,
perhaps we should ask Borak if he knows where the proprietor is.
I think that that's probably wise. If there's nobody here, I don't feel we should help ourselves, as it were.
Not again.
But similarly, I think some of you did leave some coin here. If there's nobody, no. Let's be heroic.
Well, did you say that bit out loud? Did you actually say, I think some of you left some money here. Should we take it? No, let's not. Let's leave it.
Yeah.
Is this one of those times where you're implying that I should go in and rob the place?
As every night, yeah. Essentially, Dweezil
perhaps
is...
Perhaps you'd like to take two silver pieces and put it on the guy's eyes.
Dweezil is quite neutral in his alignment.
But more than happy to encourage others to do stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
Shall I go in and just rob whatever I can, then?
Can I just check to see what is in here?
Yeah, I mean, it's not fully, because you guys have taken some rope and something else. I can't remember what else you guys have taken from there. A few bits and bobs. But it's generally, without giving you an exhaustive list, it's a meta game. It's an adventures gear shop. So essentially, you'll get anything you want, pretty much, except for weapons and armor. So the sort of things we're talking about are torches, lanterns, books, bottles, robes, sacks. It's just a knick-knack shop sort of thing. Not knick-knacks, that's a bit... meaning, but it's things that are going to help you, but not necessarily weapons or armor.
I believe I took some glass jars, didn't I, last time?
Yeah, the one magical item that you would have found in here, Dabov has, and that is just because they didn't really know it was magical. It was just some random thing that they'd acquired in some way.
It's basically like the D&D version of go outdoors. Is that what we're getting at?
So wait, are we inside or are we contemplating going inside?
I think Dweezil's sort of semi in the doorway inside. I don't think you guys have gone in.
His head round as well.
Yeah, I'll go in and take whatever gold we left.
Good. Can't remember what it was, so let's call it 10.
Any dead bodies? Did we kill anyone inside? No, we didn't, did we?
No.
No.
No, this is where
I think Kelly died in here.
Yeah. No, she died outside, didn't she?
I think I've got I do have a dead body.
I thought she died because she jumped out the window. I swear she did.
Come back in?
I think one of the guards. No. One of the snakes did get inside and you killed
him. Okay. Can I search that dead body of that said snake?
Oh yeah, of course you can. You did that one already, possibly? No, you didn't. You find upon his body. If I remember correctly, I think it was 8 gold pieces. Yes, you found 8 gold pieces.
Eddie.
Weapons, there's a couple of weapons that he would have had. I think it was a scimitar, and that's about it, really. Nothing exciting.
What are they wearing, the snakes?
Snakeskin boots. Just battle hardy clothing. It's not armor per se. Well, it probably is armor. It's probably just like leather armor or something like that. Let me have a look.
Did they drop a weapon or anything?
He had a scimitar.
Scimitar,
oh,
yeah.
That was it. Sorry, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, let me just have a quick look at what bandit would have. It does have some armor, but that would be no good to you, I would have thought. So,
are you taking care of our gold, Stuart?
Nobody's given me any gold. I've been given lots of silver. But weirdly, nobody's ever handed over any gold over to me. But I am still more than happy to hold on to the coin.
I'll give you the 10 gold I found here. If you're our bank man,
correct.
He has some leather armor.
It's not going to fit a teddy bear, is it?
No, he is a human. I mean, you could take it and do some work with it if you wanted to, and try and cut it down to seamstress feet for a leather like then.
Are there any? There might be some leatherworkers' tools. Are there any tools? Sets of tools within the.
Oh, man, what a great question that is. Let's have a look. or something similar. I mean, that's of course if you actually want to do this, or if not. I mean, I mean, am I just looking for something you don't necessarily need? There is a tools that something like that, isn't there?
There are leatherworkers tools exist within the remit of the game.
Oh, there. Let's have a quick look how much these would be. Healer's kits, five. Yeah, let's say you get some leatherworkers tools in.
I'll take the leather armour and the tools.
I think you should take those. It'd be an interesting thing to do during a nice hobby for you to help you to come to terms with your anger. Perhaps something calming that you can do in the evenings to help you harness your anger, Krill.
What?
Every man needs a hobby.
What makes you think I'm angry?
he certainly can't remember ever being angry.
That's his secret. He's always angry.
Sorry. Why do you assume I'm angry?
I don't think you're angry at the moment, Krill.
No. You more spoke about my anger in a general sense as if it's a recurring thing. I'm a bit confused. I usually get a bit worked up. I sleep for a bit. I wake up. There's dead bodies around. It happens.
You're basically like a small child. I mean, you know, you tell them one thing, they stomp their feet, and next thing you know is, I am a big boy! And that's
far. I mean, I am a big boy. That's irrelevant to the subject of me being angry. Angry and big aren't, like, mutually exclusive.
No, but when you stomp your feet like a child, they kind of are the same.
I disagree.
Right. Come on.
Are you sulking?
I'm not sulking!
I'm Krill, are you hungry? I'm hungry.
Well, I did grab a few bits from the buffet and eat them as we were walking around, but I could eat some more.
Please. To go back to the buffet.
Let's go back to the inn to speak to Morak and get dibs on our horses.
Okay, so as you you take the scenic route back. You've seen now that there was no one in the trader's post, and you walk back straight through the town square and arrive back at the Nightstone Inn. Walking back in, there's still pretty much no one in here. It's pretty quiet. Obviously, Morak's behind the bar, doing some work, getting things, you know, back to some sort of form of normality. The one thing you notice now is that the storeroom where the body of Darth Ag was is the door's open and you can't see the body there anymore. So you walk back in and Morak hears the door go in and turns around and he goes, "Ah, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming back. Is there anything I can do for you? Have you taken in our town now that the people are back?"
"We have, Morak. Yeah, I just had a couple of questions. We noticed while we were speaking to Destiny, and we couldn't help but notice that our horses, somebody had kindly round up our horses and tethered them and has been looking after them. I wondered if you were responsible for this."
Can I have a deception check, please?
Of course you can have a deception check. It will be...
with advantage.
With advantage, okay. Either way, it's a 13 because I rolled 8 twice. But let me just check. It's a 10, so I can't roll lower than a 10 for a deception check anyway. So that is 15.
Okay. He still believes you that they're your horses and that, you know, everyone that was with you were part of your party. And he says, "Oh, the horses, they're yours, are they? It's very confusing."
"Yes, well..."
Why did you not bring the horses to the caves?
When we first left Nightstone, we'd been battling the villains, the goblins, and as you know, some of our friends were killed, and we thought we heard and saw something in the distance outside the town. So we all ran towards what we could see, and ran. And by the time we realised that we were, you know, so far away from the town, that we were close to our destination of the caves in the north. It was fairly equidistant, so we decided that the horses wouldn't stray out of the town. So we would leave them there until we returned and continue our journey on foot. Also, horses do not present the stealthiest way to approach danger. As you are aware, one of my friends is a stealthy young man, and riding a horse prevents him from approaching enemies under the cover of his stealth. So,
deception, no advantage. Or are you just going to roll the 10?
Oh, no, I'll take the roll. That's 16.
16. Yeah. Plus your modifier.
That's it, yeah, with the modifier, yeah.
Yeah. He does believe you, although he doesn't still doesn't really understand it, or still think it's somewhat suspicious of or confused as to why you wouldn't bring the horses, because it's not exactly a quick walk to the caves.
They're definitely our horses. We know their names.
he believes your story. You've got no, yeah. You saved his life. He's going to believe you for a while yet, until you prove otherwise. He says, "Oh yes, the horses. We arrived back here very confused by the dead bodies and everything that's gone on here. But you know, you've cleared that up for us. Thank you very much, Dweezil. We did have a feeling that they might be yours, so a few of us just decided to put them in the paddocks just to keep them safe, just to keep them out of the way while we put everything back into order. I assume that you'll be taking them with you when you go from Nightstone. And don't worry, we've already been generous enough, but we aren't going to sort of charge you for any sort of upkeep of the horses while you were away."
Thank you very much, kind sir. The other question I had for you was, we noticed that the building, which the paddock backs onto, is in a somewhat of a state of disrepair. The window was smashed, and I did poke my head through the door, and it seems to have been from the appearance to be a trading post of sorts, but there was nobody there to speak to.
As you finish, he's sort of a saddened face comes across him, and he says, "Yes, that was poor Dathargs. We are going to have to find someone else to man the trading post going forward. Terrible shame. And as you say, we did notice that it was in disrepair. We assume perhaps something to do with the goblins or the boulders or something like that had caused that. Obviously, not being one of our posts, we couldn't tell whether anything had been taken. It looked still fairly well stocked, so we think it was rather bizarrely the goblins must have left it. Of all the places here, you would have thought that would have been where they would have headed most for their booty.
Bit weird about the window.
But, well, as I say, many strange things have happened in Nightstone in the last few days, and I just assumed that it was just... damaged in some way. I mean, I've got no reason to believe it. The one thing that is confusing is that the window seems to be smashed in rather than out.
That's usually how you break into somewhere.
Oh, yes. Which does lead us, make us think that someone broke in. But like I say, we can't really tell. They didn't take much if they broke in. It's very odd. So,
Didn't see the dead body.
But yes, anyway.
I mean, there could be a dead body in there.
Well, yes, one of yours, I assumed.
What?
Yes, one of our past.
I forget what we told you about that.
deception, no advantage.
Who?
From
you?
From you? From you, Krill.
Deception, no advantage. Okay. Yeah, that's a 4. Oh, wait. 5 with my plus 1.
I'm glad I waited for that. For the first time since all of this talking's begun, I thought there's a bit of confusion over this, and he's... Sorry, he is one of your men, right? You said that you came here, there's a number, and there was some sort of battle, maybe, with the goblins?
That's what we said. That's Bob. He died in the shop, we believe.
It's interesting, now that I think about it, that there's eight bodies, And there's five of you, but only five, seven. There's five horses and two horse corpses. It's only seven horses, yet there seems to be 12 of these.
You will notice, Morak, that the seven dead men are dressed rather differently to us. We are all dressed in unique style. Those seven men are dressed in a much more uniform manner. We are, I suppose the best way to describe it would be officers. We are a command group. Those seven men were our men at arms. Admittedly, we have as you are aware, my name is Dweezil, and I'm a teller of tales. My reason to be as part of the command group is that I'm the chronicler of our adventurers. Our friend Daboff here is our scout. Krill and Quinch are
General Krill to you.
Are the bodyguards to our leader, and our leader is the oldest member of our command group, Gregomel. And the seven men who died were our men at arms. That's why they do not have horses. One of the horses, the two dead horses, one of them was for the woman that was with us, who was Gregomel's concubine, and the other horse was simply a spare horse that sometimes every day Gregomel would choose one of the men-at-arms who he felt was his, who'd worked the hardest that day, and he would allow them to ride a horse and thus to feel like what it is like to be part of the command group. That is why there are five horses left and two dead horses and eight dead bodies. No further questions, Your Honour.
Whilst this has been happening, Quinch is now on his third trip to the buffet, particularly enjoying his third helping of sausage plat.
I'm worried about what meat is in the sausages since the body has disappeared.
The sausage plat is delicious. You must tell me the recipe. You must.
Firstly, I can't let that go without a deception check.
Oh, that is a 19.
He believes you. The confusion that Krill caused, the sheer audacity of your words, the length of the story, the amount of detail is enough to convince him that whilst it is a bit of a confusing situation, he's going to believe you. You are a teller of tales, and he's
Krill leads over to Dweezil and goes, "You're right. I'm not really the talky talk one of the group."
He says yes. So returning to this whole affair. Yes. Thank you for doing your rounds. It's much appreciated. I hope that you met some lovely people around the town. I don't suppose I could just bother you for one thing. I know I've asked a lot of you so far in just saving our lives, but myself and the keeper of the bell tower, our church, our temple, if you will, we took the body of Darthag over there with an intention of burying him. Unfortunately, when we got there, we discovered, unfortunately, that the now I don't know if this has always been there. I don't know if this has been stirred up from some sort of the danger caused by the giants. But it seems that the graveyard is, I don't know what to say. I feel like it's haunted. It's the only way I can possibly describe it. It doesn't want us in there. And as soon as we step in there, it feels awfully spooky and awfully scary. And I want to put my good friend Darthag to rest. Now we can bury him anywhere. There is another graveyard in town that we could bury him in, but really,
I've got two graveyards.
Given the way he died, given everything,
it's
an offshoot of the main graveyard. It's the overflow graveyard, if you will. But you know, he, a well-respected man of this town who died in unfortunate circumstances, and I just feel that he deserves to be in the main plot, where the rest of his family were buried. I don't suppose you could investigate and perhaps clear out the graveyard or if it needs to be done.
Well,
I don't know.
I didn't want to say this because, frankly, I was scared. But
I was wandering off on my own several days ago, and I went into the graveyard, and I saw a ghostly figure that frankly made me shit my pants. So I ran back to the rest of the group and didn't want to mention it because I don't want to believe that such things exist. But now that you've said that, that's actually quite scary because the thing that I saw looked pretty terrifying, to be honest. Hence why I made a sharpish exit and reunited with my party.
Any more of this talk, I will kick you out of my command squad. I will not have cowards in my command squad.
No, sorry. I wasn't scared. I was... I wanted to regroup. I'm smart, you see. And also, what was the recipe for this sausage plat?
I think it's best if you don't ask, Sunshine. I think you should... Sometimes questions are left unanswered. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay, I understand.
And then he leans in and he goes, squirrel.
Bum? Bum, no! That's my side quest gone, then.
Yeah, but Great. It's not an actual squirrel.
Enjoy the fucking sausage.
Do you wish to assist?
Yeah, we got it, haven't we?
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, hit the subscribe button on your favourite podcast app to ensure you don't miss any future instalments of Dice and Desire. And in the meantime, if you want to interact with us, come and find us on Twitter and Instagram @DiceandDesire.